तस्यं पुरा सन्नामिजित्यलुम्पतो मन्यन्त एके सो जीता दीशो दश जीतात्मनो ज्ञानस्य समस्य देहिनां साधो सो मोह प्रभावात् परे। प्रहलाद महाराज says to his demoniac father, in former times there were many fools like you who didn't conquer the six enemies that steal away the wealth of the body. These fools were very proud, thinking, I have conquered all enemies in all the 10 directions. But if a person is victorious over the 6 enemies and is equiposed towards all living entities, for him there are no enemies. Enemies are merely imagined by one in ignorance. In this material world, everyone thinks that he has conquered his enemies, not understanding that his enemies are his uncontrolled mind and 5 senses. Mana sasthan indriyani prakriti sthan karsati. In this material world, everyone has become a servant of the senses. Originally, everyone is a servant of Krishna, but in ignorance one forgets this, and thus one is engaged in the service of Maya through lusty desires, anger, greed, illusion, madness, and jealousy. Everyone is actually dependent on the reactions of the material laws, but still one thinks himself independent and thinks that he has conquered all directions. In conclusion, one who thinks that he has many enemies is an ignorant man, whereas one who is in Krishna consciousness knows that there are no enemies but those within oneself, the uncontrolled mind and senses. Dasyun purasanna vijitya lumpanto mannanta yeke so jita diso dasa jitatmano yasya samasya dehina साधो सो मोह प्रभाव परे। प्रहलाद महाराज से इन फॉर्मर टाइम्स देर वर मेनी फूल्स लाइक यू हु डिडंट कंकर द सिक्स एनिमीज दैट स्टील अवे द वेल्थ ऑफ द बॉडी। दीज फूल्स वर वेरी प्राउड थिंकिंग आई हैव कंकर्ड ऑल एनिमीज इन ऑल द 10 डायरेक्शंस। But the person is victorious over the 6 enemies and is equiposed towards all living entities. For him there are no enemies. Enemies are merely imagined by one in ignorance. The most important instruction given by Prahlad Maharaj, enemies are within you, not outside. He says, there are 6 enemies within you that steal away the wealth of the body. You understand? What are those 6 enemies?
Five senses and the mind. The 5 senses and the mind.
No. It's kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madha, mahasarja. Sadripa. Lusty desires, anger, greed, illusion, madness and jealousy.
This is in the purport.
This is in the purport. Yes, purport. There are 6 enemies. You understand? In Sanskrit we say sadripa. Sadripa. Third means 6 ripu means enemies. These are 6 enemies. Real. And they are within you, not outside. One who has conquered all these 6 enemies, really, is a sadhu. He has no enemies. Then understand? He has no enemies. and is equipped for all living entities. Understand? Enemies are merely imagined by one in ignorance. This is the symptom of a sadhu, sadhu lakshana. You understand? One who has conquered these six enemies. Automatically he will become a sadhu, a bhakta. You understand? We will also find this. Symptom of sadhus put by Lord Kapila Dev, Thar Canto. Didikhyava karunika sruhuda sarpadehina ajata satrava santa sadhava sadhubhushana najjan annena bhavena bhaktin kurvanti je dhudhan makrute tekta karmanas tekta sujana bandhava madasraya kotha mrushta smanti kothayanti cha tapanti vividastapa maitan madgata chetasa toyete sadhavo sadhvi sarvasanga vivarjita sangasthesvathate prartha sanga dusha parahite. You understand? Symptom of sadhus. Prabhupada says to his mother devotee, what are the symptoms of sadhus? First I will say in Puriya, then in Varsa. So Kapiladeva says to his mother Devahuti about symptoms of sadhu. There are two types of symptoms of sadhu. You know? Don't know? One is mukhya lakshana, chief primary symptom. Others are tatastha lakshana, marginal secondary symptoms. First he says tatastha lakshana, the marginal symptoms. Then he will say mukhya lakshana. In tatastha lakshana he says titikshava karunika sruda sarvadehina ajata satrava santa sadhava sadhu bhushana. These are marginal symptoms of sadhu. Titikshava. Titikshava means tolerant. You understand? As Mahaprabhu says, taro riva shishna. You see first. As tolerant as a tree. You understand? The sadhu is as tolerant as a tree. And this quality of tolerance, the power of endurance, of tolerance will naturally develop in somebody who does Krishna bhajan. You understand? This is the result of bhajan, harikirtan. You understand? This is the result of harikirtan or bhajan. Those who do this harikirtan bhajan, they this quality natural develops tolerance. You understand? So, Mahaprabhu has taught this thing, Kapiladeva says this thing, Shastra says this thing, same thing. And those who come to this path of devotional service, as taught by Sriman Mahaprabhu, in other words, we say those have come to become Vaishnavas. You understand? They have this. Those who are already Vaishnavas, they have these qualities. And those who have come to this path to become Vaishnavas, and this, if they have accepted a bona fide Vaishnava Guru, surrender themselves at his lotus feet, and doing bhajan under his guidance, spiritual master's guidance, they must be endowed with such qualities. Definitely. That means they will become sadhus. So, because they are doing parikirtan under the guidance of his bona fide spiritual master, so this quality, tolerance, will automatically come out. Do you understand? Therefore, Mahaprabhu has said, taro jiva shishma. Be tolerant as a tree. This is Adatas then says, Sruhuda sarvadehina karunika. The sadhus are very merciful, karunika, merciful to all living entities. And they are sruhuda, they are friends to all. Sruhuda sarvadehina. Then adhāpa satrava. That means the sadhus know that all are spirit souls. All are the servants of the Supreme Lord Krishna. I am a servant. I am a spirit soul. I am a servant of Supreme Lord Krishna, and all souls are servants of the Supreme Lord Krishna. Then who is my enemy? No enemy is there. Adhāpa satrava. They never think anybody as his enemy, as their enemy. You understand? Bad thing. Prahlad Maharaj says. You understand? He has no enemies at all. You understand? There are no enemies. One who is in Krishna consciousness knows that there are no enemies. But those who are not Krishna conscious, they have enemies, and the enemies are within themselves. They are uncontrolled mind and senses, and six enemies: kam, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, mahasya, lust, desire, anger, greed, illusion, madness, and jealousy. These are within oneself. You understand? But one who is really sadhu, he has no enemies. Not within and without. He has conquered. He has conquered all enemies. Enemies within and enemies without. You understand? He is sadhu. And the sadhus, they have no other desires. Only one desire. Bhavatat bhakti paheti. To serve the lotus feet of Krishna life after life. They are very peaceful, anta. And they are very meek and mild. These are all that ornaments, like ornaments. These are the marginal symptoms. Then comes up sadhu swarup lakshya. Kapiladev says, मज्जनन्येन भावेन भक्ति कुर्वन्ति जे दुढ़ा मत्कृत्य त्यक्त कर्मानस त्यक्त सुर मान्दवा मदाश्रया कथान दृष्टा सुनन्ति कथयन्ति च तपन्ति विविधास्तापा नैतान मद्गत चेतस त्वेत साधव. You understand? The swarup lakshya, mukhya lakshya. The brother says, those sadhus know that I am the only object of love. I am to be my name, form, and qualities to be chanted, bhajaniya vastu. You understand? And they have developed on a lot of devotion unto me, Egonishtha Bhakti. For my service, they have given up everything. What? Dakta karmana spekta sojana bandhava. That means they have given up their own kith and kin relatives, so-called friends. Everything they have left for my service. And they have only one business, always. They hear about me, my name or qualities, pastimes, they hear about all these things and also chant kirtan, sravanam kirtan. You understand? And their mind is fixed unto me. Therefore, they are not perturbed by three types of miseries, adhyatmika, adhyadaivik, adhyabhautik. And they don't aspire for this four purusharthas, dharma, artha, kama, moksha. They never associate with non-devotees or satsanga. They always associate with sadhu, satsanga. And those who are doing a satsanga and have developed bad qualities, if those persons will associate with such sadhus, and the sadhus have wonderful power, potency, like the others, those who have developed some bad qualities, if they do the satsanga, sadhu sanga, their bad qualities will be destroyed. Eventually they will become sadhus also. This association of sadhu has such potency, wonderful potency, power. You understand? Therefore, O mother, you always associate with such sadhus. You understand? This is Kapila Deva's instruction. The sadhus, as I said previously, they see that all are spirit souls and all are the servants of the Lord. So there is no enemy. You understand? So they have developed friendship. With one and all. Especially those who are doing Hari Bhajan, those who are devotees of Lord Hari, they keep friendship with them. You understand? And they are not perturbed by three tapas, adhyatmika, adhidaivika, adhibhautika, because they are always doing this Sravan Kirtan, Harikatha Sravan Kirtan. And they have developed this power of endurance, tolerance. They have given up the so-called material relationship, kith and kin, friends, everything, for Krishna Bhajan. They never think of bad of anybody, evil of anybody. They are never jealous of anybody else. They never kill any animal. You understand? Rather, they show kindness or mercy to one and all living entities. They are ideal persons in regards to this power of tolerance. And they are so merciful that those who are not Krishna conscious, but God conscious, they want to make them Krishna conscious, God conscious, by chanting Hare Krishna and giving them Harinam. That this is a real paropakar, doing good to others, as Mahaprabhu said. Bhārta bhumite manusya mahalada janma sattva parikaro paropakar. This is real paropakar. The sadhu, they do real paropakar. They have no enemies, so they never develop any sort of enmity to anybody. And they are not jealous of anybody. They are sadhus. These are simple sadhus. Then, O mother, you are associated with such sadhus. You understand? These are the instructions, many instructions. Kapadev is given. And these are most important instructions and similar instructions are given here also by Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj's father, Hiranyakashipu, thinks that he has conquered all his enemies. But Prahlad Maharaj says that they are fool, those who think like that. The enemies are some. They are not conquered, those enemies. And outside the enemies, they have created those enemies because of this inside enemies. Sing those kirtans. Sing those kirtans. No. Don't see those kirtans we sing. Yeah. You see? Yesterday we sang something. Today I will sing something. Here we say that those were sadhus, they are very merciful to one and all. Those were not Krishna conscious or God conscious. They inculcate this consciousness in them by doing Harikirtan. You understand? This transcendental sound vibration is wonderful power. And the sadhus, they see that all these living entities here are so much distressed, being devoid of Krishna consciousness, are not doing Hari Bhajan. So they come here and do Hari Bhajan and chant Harinam, love kirtan, parikirtan, and this transcendental sound vibration, thereby they allow everybody to hear this transcendental sound vibration. Thereby their heart will be purified and they will be attracted to this path of devotional service, bhajan patho, and their distress will go on their body. So Nityananda Prabhu was doing like that. By the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Naam Hoto, we say, is a market. He creates a marketplace of Naam. There only Naam was sold and purchased. What price? Little money. Sadhar mule naam diti chhe. One price is sadha. From an flinching belief. This price, this is the only price. You understand? Now, in exchange of this price, he gives naam in that marketplace. Naam hotto. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Namo Shivaya.
চলবে,
এই নাম বলতে বলতে চলবে, তারে
ভক্তি বিনদ বলে দোতে চলবে,
ভক্তি বিনদ বলে দোতে চলবে,
এই নাম বলতে বলতে বলে চলবে,
এই নাম বলতে বলতে চলবে,
হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে, হরে রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে,
হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে, হরে রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে
হরে, হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে, হরে রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে,
হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে, হরে
can sing now. Raghunath Bhattadas, you can sing now.
I don't know the words. I can learn the words.
Yes, Surla, very nice song. Nitai name niche name hate. Lord Nityananda is so kind, you see. Name niche name hate. Yes. মার্কেট প্লেস নাম হট দিস নাম সোল পারচেজ এন্ড প্রাইস ইজ শ্রদ্ধা অনলি শ্রদ্ধা ইন এক্সচেঞ্জ অফ দিস প্রাইস শ্রদ্ধা মিনস ফর্ম দিস নেম ইজ সোল এন্ড পারচেজ নট প্রাইস ইজ দিস নাম হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম হরে রাম 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 লর্ড নিত্যানন্দ সো মার্সিফুল জীবের দশা মলিন দেখে নাম এনেছে ব্রজ থেকে লর্ড নিত্যানন্দ সিজ আজ লিভিং ইন ইট ইজ আর সাফারিং হিয়ার দিস মেটেরিয়াল ওয়ার্ল্ড অ্যান্ড ডিভাইড অফ কৃষ্ণ কনসাসনেস সো ইজ ভেরি মার্সিফুল হি comes down here, this material world, getting this naam, bringing this naam from Brother Bhumi. You understand? E naam Shiva jape panchamukhe. Lord Shiva also chant this naam, this Hare Krishna naam in his five fashion, five mouths. You understand? Madhura yori. The Hari Naam is very sweet, isn't it? You taste it. How sweet it is.
Aspiring to taste wonderful.
Huh?
Aspiring to taste.
Yes, you must taste it. Very, very sweet. E Naam Brahma Jape Chaturmukhe Re. Lord Brahma also chant this Naam in four faces. You understand? Madhuri Hari Naam. Her name is very sweet. Ei naam Narada jape Vinayantre. And this name is being chanted by Narada Muni by his string instrument, Vinayantre. Madhuri. Ei naama bhase ajamilo Vaikuntha gelo. You understand? Getting this naama bhasa stage, this name, is such a greatest সিনার অজামিল ওয়েন টু বৈকুণ্ঠ এ নাম বলতে বলতে ব্রজে চলরে ভক্তি বিনোদ বলে ভক্তি বিনোদ ঠাকুর সে দিও আটরিং দিস নেম চ্যান্টিং দিস নেম হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ হরে 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 রাম রাম হরে জাস্ট চ্যান্টিং দিস নাম গো টু ব্রজ চলো The road is clear now. You understand? So these are sadhus. You understand? Yes.
What is meant by Lord Shiva speaking with five mouths?
Huh?
Lord Shiva speaking with five mouths.
It's a name, sense. He says. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. শিব জপে পঞ্চমুখে, লর্ড শিব সিংস চ্যান্টস দিস নেম ইন হিজ ফাইভ মাউথস, অ্যান্ড ইন হিজ ফোর মাউথস লর্ড ব্রহ্মা চ্যান্টস দিস নেম, নারদ মুনি চ্যান্টস দিস নেম ইন হিজ বীণা গ্রন্থ. Yes, five pleasures, panchamukha. Many Shivas are there. Many, many Shivas. Many, many universes are there. So all universe, in each universe there is Shiva, there is Brahma, Vishnu. They are there, Brahma and Shiva. Many innumerable Brahma and Shivas. And this universe is small one, small. So here, Brahma has four pleasures, four-headed Brahma, and five pleasures, Shiva. Our universe are bigger. The bigger Brahma and bigger Shiva. You understand? And that story is there in Krishna book. Of this four-headed Brahma once went to Vaikuntha and asked the doorkeeper, please tell Lord Vishnu that I have come to meet him. The doorkeeper went there, told, oh Lord, Brahma wants to meet him. What Brahma? Which Brahma is he? Go and ask him which Brahma is he. The doorkeeper went there and asked, Lord asked, which Brahma you are? Mr. What? I am only Brahma. He thought of like that. How is it that Lord asked which Brahma? Then he thought of and said, all I tell, Lord, the four-headed Brahma has come. Bhagavan Vishnu knows everything. That this Brahma has no knowledge, that there are innumerable Brahmas, there are all greater Brahmas than himself. So he just cut off all Brahmas to come. All Brahmas came and go down. Then he said, Allah, tell that Brahma to come now. When that Brahma came, innumerable Brahmas. They are all much bigger than I. So many heads. Only I have four heads. So bigger Brahma, they are all going down. You see, now I love this thing. Then he taught him a good lesson. Yes, sir. Because Brahma had no knowledge about it. So he taught him that. Now, sooner to get taught up that you are only Brahma. You should know that you are small Brahma, but little Brahma. Others are greater and greater and greater. Therefore, this is a common saying that nobody so thinks himself to be great. You understand? There are greater persons, much greater than mentioned. Therefore, these sadhus, those who are sadhus, they are not popped up, they are very. No. They think, I am the only person who is not a Vaishnava. All others are Vaishnavas, except myself. Then say, except myself, all others are Vaishnavas. I am the only person, I am not a Vaishnava at all. He thinks like that. So am I. All are greater than I. And lowest of the law. You know, the peace in each other. You understand? This is sadhu's quality, Vaishnava quality. He thinks like that. You know, the peace in each other. I am the lowest of the law. And the world is true. Purishara kita hoite, amishi lobhishtra. Jogai madhai hoite, amishi bhavishtra. As Kaviraj Goswami says, and more insignificant than stone in the, and then a worm in the stone. And more sinful than Jagai and Mara. You see, this is humility. This sadhulokya is quality of sadhu. You understand? And let me say one thing, a story. We have that daughter, that sadhuja mukti. Brahma sadhuja and Ishwar sadhuja. You understand? Ishwar sadhuja, Brahma sadhuja, go merge into Brahma effulgence. They can fall down here. After undergoing so many lives, Bhavanam Janmanagamte, Jnanavanam Amdavate. Then after undergoing many, many lives, then at last, when they, one can understand that Vasudeva Sarvam, Vasudeva Krishna is everything and surrenders into his lotus feet, he becomes sadhu, Mahatma. You understand? That chance is there. But Ishwara Sahajya, those who desire to merge into the body,